All right, we're here, and we're finally on episode 6, boys.
It's episode 5, and that's 5 Pats for you. And for those of you who haven't tuned into our last episodes, we have this thing here at Game Day Greenville. It's the 5 Pats rule. If one of us screws up, then the other gets 5 pats. So screwing up means, you know, saying a word wrong, okay. Tripping, getting the podcast number or episode wrong. That's 5 pats, brother.
But it's 4.
That's go. 5 for me. But no. So speaking of 5 pats, we got a lot of new stuff coming on Game Day Greenville, and that includes we got a camera here in studio today. We got a GoPro, and we're going to be putting all of our episodes on YouTube for all of you people who are watching and listening here. But as you can see on camera, we got a new member of the podcast here. We got Rafael Amato, but everyone can call him Raffy.
I couldn't think of anything to say.
Okay, you're
no. So this is a good intro here, but this is Raffy's first time on the pod, and this is his first time recording. But I mean, he's excited and he's talked about it. And
little is not the right word.
but hey, think about it like this: you're not live right now, and you know it's just us right here, kind of recording. It goes on later.
You're not going to get embarrassed now. You're going to get embarrassed
Yeah,
later.
You're going to get embarrassed later.
Fun bit.
So,
fun bit.
But, so you just recently moved to Greenville. What's your favorite part about being here right now? Like, so is it the weather? Is it the atmosphere? The people? Because we, for all of you that don't know, we grew up with Raf in Florida. We're all from Orlando or the surrounding area. So Raf, Andy, and I all grew up together, and then now we all live here. And so Raf just moved here in October.
Yes.
So what has been the greatest, other than aside from being with us, what has been your favorite part about this area?
I mean, it's a couple things, honestly. Like, one, I like the weather here because, you know, cold and all that, the snow. But, like, people here just generally seem like they're nicer than how it was in Florida. So, I mean, there's that. There's a lot of, like, action going on in Greenville. There's a lot of things that correspond there that wouldn't happen back where, you know, Florida.
Because we did grow up in Orlando, but there's not, you know, there wasn't a ton going on in the little kind of like suburban areas like Deltona and Orange City and stuff like that. But I'm glad you brought up the community, because that's kind of one of the big changes that we're doing here at Game Day Greenville.
But I don't want to kill you.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
That was so random.
Yeah.
Because what he's saying is people, the crime rate where we're from is pretty high. But anyways, so glad you brought up community, because we really, part of the really big changes that we're doing here, boys, is, you know, we're not just going to be covering sports anymore. We're going to be doing community events and really going around the city of Greenville and the surrounding areas to kind of highlight the city and make this known on the map. We've got really big goals here at Game Day Greenville, and we really want to see this podcast in this city flourish. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that we started a podcast, is, you know, so many people are doing that right now. And I think the only big podcast I can think of is actually, yeah, that soccer podcast. That's like the big one that kind of, you know, hits me. But no, there's supposed to be like 200 plus thousand people moving here in the next couple years. And this place is going to blow up. And we really care about this city and love this city. I mean, Raf just moved here. And I mean, he loves this place to death already. I mean, you and I have lived here for about 2 years. So, you know, what do you got to add to this?
I mean, it's all about the community. I mean, you can't really grow a place without community. So, really, it's just going to see how everything plays out. There's a lot going on, you know, sports, community, events. I mean, people. It's constantly moving. And really, if you don't pay attention, it all just flies by and goes away from you. And then you're just like, holy crap, I didn't know that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, Raf, you're a godfather of the Pat system, man.
I know. Well, technically, it's both you and I, but...
So
actually, refresh me on this story. How did the Pat system start? When did it start? Why did it start? And how have you guys kept this going since whenever it started?
Well, we were what, middle school?
It was middle school, like 8th grade.
A little before that. I think it was 7th grade, right when we were together and first time. Yeah, so yeah. Raf and I pretty much bounced schools a lot. You know, we were those kids, just didn't have the best luck in schools. Couldn't escape each other. And man, Raf, the more I think about it, it's crazy. We've literally moved from a public middle school to a private school, mm-hmm. that private school shut down. Then we moved to where we met Shane. But the pat system was pretty funny because, you know, Raph messed up and I just put my hand on his shoulder and I just started patting. And on the fifth one, I was like, you know, I love you. I don't do this because I care. And I just patted him again. Yeah. And he was like, ah. And from then on, it was like Raph just did it back. And then the next time something stupid happened, guess what? We patted and we patted. And then all of a sudden, we're like, that's five. And we would be like, no, no, no. But it just, it's something that I think you would say just carried over. Like, you know, yeah, some people have their little, you know, like the movie Tag that came out. That reminded us of what we do. It's a tradition that just carried on. And it was kind of like a little comfort so that we wouldn't be calling each other idiots in class and getting yelled at. Because you know how strict our school was. So instead, we would just lift our hand up and say, hey, that's five. And, you know, it got to the point where it got kind of competitive.
It gets to the point, because now that I'm involved, and you guys just involved me in this recently, but it gets to the point where, like, you're afraid to mess up. Like, you like, as soon as you trip words, as soon as, like, you know, you accidentally, like, drop food or trip over something, or, like, you know it's coming. And, like, whether it's over the phone, we also have over the phone pads.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're not, like, so we'll call each other and, you know, just to see what's up. And if something happens over the phone, if you slip words or whatever,
that's
five. And you know what? It doesn't, like, they're not literal five pats, but it's also, we have a verbal pact.
And those hurt too.
And it kills.
What's hurt? Six and seven can break my bones, but pats will hurt worse. I just got merged.
That's five. That's five.
But,
no. Oh, no, go ahead.
Cool.
No doubt.
Yeah, true. You know, how do you say, Raph, your transition from, you know, leaving... I mean, you and I pretty much have similar experiences. Yeah. You know, we left everything behind individually and just came to a complete blanked out area. You know, Shane came for school, so it was more oriented.
Structured.
Yeah. There was a... And I guess yours was too, but how would you describe just saying, hey, here's everything I know, deuces, I'm out. How would you describe that?
I mean, honestly, it wasn't anything that it was, like, a tad worthy for me. So, I mean, it felt normal for me to make that transition to just coming to a whole new place because I've done that before. I'm used to just dropping whatever's there. And
where did you come from again?
Like, specifically?
Well, you said you've done that before.
Well, yeah, like, when I used to... Wow.
No. Okay, so you said you've done that before. Yeah, this is actually new information to me. So, like, where...
When I was growing up, we would always constantly move, so, like, it would be from, like, Chicago, Miami, back to Chicago, go to Deltona, go back to Chicago, Hollandale, Chicago, so I've always just moved, and so, like, it wasn't anything for me to just stay in one place. I knew eventually I was going to end up having to move.
Okay. So, yeah, I kind of relate to that, because, you know, born in New York, my parents, obviously, at a young age, said, all right, we're done here, screw it, let's go to Las Vegas. All right, when I finally got, you know, you have that close group of elementary friends, they moved me again to Florida. From Florida, we were in Orlando. Right when I got adjusted, Deltona.
Yeah.
Right when I got adjusted in Deltona, Orange City. I'm sorry, Orange City, then Deltona. Then Deltona, Deland. It was just back and forth, and then we finally settled, yeah, with Deltona. And then, idiot, once he has his whole life adjusted, said, all right, I'm out of Florida. I hate you. Yeah. No offense. South Carolina, so.
Which, I mean, I've kind of, in a way, I've done the same thing, because I'm originally from Florida. Are you, Raffer, you're originally from Florida, right?
Yeah.
So. I'm originally from Florida as well. I grew up just outside of Orlando, and when I was 6 years old, you know, I moved, you know, just, you know, Orange City, Deltona area, and I spent pretty much, like, my whole growing up years there, 2nd to 10th grade, and then after 10th grade year, peaced out to Washington, D.C., Virginia area, and then, that was a hard adjustment, because it's not just about, you know, a whole new area. It's not just about a whole new ecosystem or weather. It's about, like, the people. And the extreme difference in the people from Florida to the people in Virginia is just, it's absolutely drastic. And it was, like, I don't think I ever got accustomed to it. Because once you grow up, and I don't consider Florida to be true south, like Georgia and Alabama.
Florida's like the vacation home for everyone.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just extremely different in atmosphere. And South Carolina is by far the best place that I've ever lived, especially being just outside of Greenville. I mean, we live in Easley, and the atmosphere and the people and just what goes on in this town. Like, we get, like, we're a little town, so, like, we don't have any, like, when I say big professional teams, no NFL, no, you know, NBA or NHL teams, but, like, we we get the same concert venues and the same attention as places like Orlando, or, you know, maybe not on this scale, but Atlanta, because, I mean, Atlanta's just huge. But, I mean, we get, I mean, the March Madness is coming here in March. Yeah.
Wow. You earned those five.
I'm sorry. They give them to me, bro. I almost said February. But no, so March Madness will be here in 2019. The month is in
the name, and he said.
But no, so. no, like, we get these large, you know, events and venues and things that come this way. And, you know, I work in a coffee shop on Main Street right downtown, and there's so many people that come from so many places, and they're like, we've heard so much about Greenville, and we cannot, like, we could not wait to get here, and then now that we're finally here, you know, like, where's Falls Park, or where's this, or where's that? And, like, working downtown, it's pretty cool, because you get to kind of be in the middle of, like, everything. But, like, actually being able to see how much people have anticipated coming here, and, like, you know, when they actually get here, like, how much they have to do versus, I think my boss said there's, like, 120-plus restaurants downtown. So, and, like, not all of those are chains. Like, you know, I mean, you've got your typical, like, Subway, and there's, like, an actual mini Chick-fil-A. They call them Hobbit Chick-fil-A's, but there's, like, a mini Chick-fil-A downtown that's owned by,
Explain that, because I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of Hobbit Chick-fil-A?
No.
So,
Where?
We should, well, they're mainly in Georgia, but there's like a little, like right across the street from the Triumph offices, right across the street from that building, there's this little Chick-fil-A like box.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, it's really cool. But it's owned by the Chick-fil-A and Taylors. But there are these things called Hobbit Chick-fil-A's, and they're like the original Chick-fil-A's. And it was like the original ones that Truett Cathy opened when Chick-fil-A started. And they're like these little, like not like a, like in the movie, but I mean, they're like, you know,
yeah.
These little buildings that, like, there's no seating inside. It's just the Chick-fil-A. Like, Christine has been to one, and she said they're actually, like, super cool. But they're, like, the original, like, Chick-fil-A's. But they're mainly in Georgia. But anyway, so, like, there are these little Chick-fil-A's and stuff. That's not downtown. There's only one. But anyways, so there's just so much to do in such a small space, because, I mean, downtown's not big like Orlando or whatever, but, like, there's still so much to do between Falls Park and, you know, the different restaurants, my favorite being Biscuit Head. But, I mean, there's so many others that I have not been to that's just exciting. And Raph recently got to experience downtown with me. What do you think?
Well, we tried that one place, Sully Steamers, I think it was.
Oh, yes, sir.
Dude. By far the best bagels I have ever tried.
And, you know, we would just kind of like to point out that, like, none of these companies have asked us to come and talk about them on the podcast, but, like, that's how much we care. And that's part of the new thing that we're going to be doing. We're going to be posting to YouTube a lot more regularly of, you know, when Andy gets free time and when, you know, Raph and I are able to go and travel together. We're going to go to these different places. We're going to record these and upload these to YouTube because we really want to showcase who Greenville is and why we love it so much. Because, you know, when someone asks for evidence of something, you can't just say, well, I mean, I love it. Or, you know, you actually have to...
You gotta kind of back it up.
Yeah, you have to prove it. And that's what this podcast is out to do. We're not just out to showcase the different restaurants. We're not just out to showcase, you know, what's you know, what Greenville looks like. Because you can go on Google and you can check it out yourself. I actually just saw the Google Images car downtown like 2 days ago. But you can go on Google Images and you can look at what Greenville looks like, but you can't actually go and see the food. You can't go and see the events like Fall for Greenville. Like, we want to show that to you guys, as well as the sports side, you know, like the Drive and the Triumph and the Swamp Rabbits, and maybe even March Madness in 2019. But, you know, we love this city and its teams and its people and everything about it.
You know, it's all fun. It's all good. I'm really glad, you know, you're gonna be able to check it out, you know. But, you know, you also have to kind of find your own spot now.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Like, you know, everyone has their spot. I'm kind of eager to find out what Raphael's going to say. This is where I want to go. This is my little comfort zone, you know.
Well, what's yours?
Probably Biscuit Head. It's just my little get in, sit down.
So, Biscuit Head for you. I would have to say Biscuit Head. I work at Port City Java. I'm a barista there, but... I actually really like Spill the Beans. Spill the Beans is awesome. It's okay. I'm sorry, dude, but like the atmosphere.
Just leave that place.
But no, the atmosphere of Spill the Beans is the ideal, you know, what I would want for a coffee shop. And see, the owner of Port City wants to do that, but you know, it's kind of hard right now because with the hurricane, Port City Java as a whole unit took kind of a hit because Port City's base is actually in Wilmington, which got hit hard by the hurricane this past summer. But there's a lot that Port City wants to do. But anyways, I think coffee-wise, because Spill the Beans is actually right next to the water, next to Falls Park, so you can actually see Falls Park out. You know, you can see the waterfall, you know, throughout the windows and stuff. And the coffee's good. They've got, you know, good ice cream and good shakes. It's always popping. Mm-hmm. And then Biscuit Head is just... Biscuit
Head's all. Yeah, see, Spilled Beans and I don't have a really good relationship right now. They were kind of closed when I needed them not to be.
Oh, on your date?
Yeah.
Sorry.
R.I.P.
Hey, Tree. But yeah. Speaking of dates, bro, I heard you scored a new one.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You scored a date?
We're not going to jinx it. We're not going to jinx it.
Can you at least tell us the gal's name?
No. We're going to.
You're going to keep it on the DL?
I'm going to keep it on the DL.
But
in case that feels, we pop. I'm just, yeah, no, bad joke.
But hey, so we're kind of on this episode for Raffy because Raffy's new to the pod. Raffy's new to Greenville. So, is there anything that you're looking forward to? Whether it's sporting events with the Triumph, or whether it's, you know, you've been to a couple of hockey games already. You haven't been to a baseball game, which is just, it is a blast. It is an absolute blast. Going to a Greenville Drive game is so much fun. Like, I can't even tell you. Like, I didn't... Like, I went to games in Nats Park when I lived near D.C. And, you know, I went and saw the Reds and I went and saw a different... And Nats Park is just gorgeous. But, like, games at the Drive, like, at Floor Field are just spectacular. First of all, it is, like... What's the Red Sox stadium? It's modeled after the Red Sox stadium. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's a beautiful stadium. And it's a great team, great venue. It's just a beautiful place. So, like, not to rabbit trail, sorry. But, like...
see what you did there.
A swamp rabbit trail.
Yeah, anyways.
But anyways, so, like, Raph, what are you looking forward to most? Like, you know, even if it's down the road, like, don't even think, like, if you do or don't have money for it yet. Like, what is something that you are looking forward to, an aspect of Greenville? Like, whether it's getting to know the city more and exploring more downtown, concerts, sporting events, like what are you looking forward to as an individual and as a member of this podcast? What are you looking forward to
about the events, honestly?
The
like
events?
Just like seeing how everyone acts, I guess would be the right word, around these situations. Because like I said, back where I'm from, you don't really see people interact in the friendliest of ways.
You don't see anything interact where you're from. If you're not going to Walmart,
it's
like Alabama.
Ouch.
Ooh, yeah.
Trip on all of you.
Ouch.
I mean... It's just how most of Florida is. If you're not realistically going to Disney, the beach, a cave, a cove.
Even Disney's a war zone, man. You go there, like, on the way there. Concept for you.
Well, that was one of the things about Fall for Greenville, or even the Saturday Market. Saturday Market is awesome. Let me just tell you guys. Have you been to a Saturday Market?
Not yet.
Either of you? So, Saturday Market, what happens is all of these local businesses, whether it's like anything from food to like I've seen even stuff for like homemade candles, homemade jewelry, and it's like it's nice stuff. And so anyways, these home companies, they bring their stuff on Main Street and they showcase it for the entire Saturday morning. It's actually a pretty neat thing, and if you guys haven't been, you guys should really go check it out.
It's every Saturday?
It starts in May. Like May or June, and it runs until like August. I don't know. It runs until October.
That's pretty cool. You're really supporting local. You know what I mean? You're going 100% local there.
It's all, and it lines up kind of like in the very middle of May. If you guys, I assume that everyone is from Greenville listening to this podcast, but it's all out in front of the, it's kind of towards the side where Mass General Store is, past the West End. It's pretty sweet.
Love that store, by the way.
Mass General?
Oh my gosh.
Mass General Store is probably my favorite store in downtown Greenville, like ever.
Yeah.
Mass General Store is amazing.
Got my PJs there.
You get like all sorts of like, you know what my favorite aspect of that store is? The floor creaks.
Really?
The floor, when you walk through it, the floor is like, it makes those noises. It's like you're, it's almost like.
Did you take Raph?
The day that Raph and I went downtown, it was raining. It was pouring rain. So like, we even didn't, kind of like sort of
quick little Sunday trip before church.
Didn't even want to like go to. We didn't want to go to Sully's because it was raining. But anyways, kind of in familiar territory now for you and I. But the Greenville Triumph. They just kind of came out with their schedule recently, and it's big news. It's big news for everybody, and I think that it's kind of made the soccer community a lot more excited towards the Triumph and everything that they're trying to accomplish.
Can I say something real quick? They are geniuses. I just thought about it.
Elaborate.
Every time, obviously, the fan base is behind them is huge, but every time they actually kind of dim down on social media and everyone's like, all right, what are we going to go on? Out of nowhere, they just release something and everyone's like, that fire gets ignited again. Like, they are so good at balancing the tension and keeping the level of people engaging every day and every week the same. Like, it's awesome. I mean, it really is impressive that with, obviously, everyone's growing and everything, but the amount of, like, content they have obviously isn't like a professional soccer team would have right now because everything's brand new. But the way they're handling it and releasing it and hyping it up makes you literally feel like you're engaging perfectly well with everyone.
Showing, and because I was actually talking to Caitlin about this, I asked her, I was like, what are the difficulties with, you don't have a team, to my knowledge, I haven't seen a coach, so like, what is the, I was like, what's the hardest part about like doing stuff like this? Because they don't have community events all the time. There's not that stuff that's going on, especially now. I mean, we just had the snowstorm. I wouldn't say storm, but it snowed. And then, we've had a lot of rain.
The bread and milk. Snowstorm.
But I took it back. But anyways, no, so like we've had a lot that is kind of, been going on lately, but there hasn't been that many events. And, just when you think you've run out of content, boom, they got more. And I just kind of get back to what I was saying. I was talking to Caitlin. I was like, how do you do that? Like, when you don't have really much to go off of. And, like, in a way, like, you have to be extremely creative to come up with content when you theoretically have none. And so what she said is, just people are interested in anything. People want to know. And it kind of goes along with people. I mean, people are extremely nosy. I mean, that's one of the reasons why podcasts are
so... Raph, what's your social?
that's one of the reasons why podcasts are so successful, especially when people talk to other people, because people want to be in the know. And I was talking to Caitlin, and she said that like their biggest support comes from Twitter. Like, that's their biggest following. And so being able to tweet out merch, like, the new clean merch that they got. I mean, they partnered with Lloyd's, they partnered with Nike, and so they've got this new nice merch out now, and they tweet that nonstop. Like, and then they just released their schedule. First game is April 6th, but they actually when I went for my interview the other day, Caitlin told me they get to play in the very first league game.
That's awesome.
So it's a brand new league, and like USL is a brand new league, but they get to play in the very first game in the league. And it's actually, unfortunately, it's an away game. It's actually at, it's some place in Georgia. I'd actually never heard of the town, but they play, like, March 29th in Georgia, and they get to play in the very first league game, and it's exciting. And the staff there cannot wait.
Yeah, and if anyone has any questions, I mean, obviously you can reach out to us, but, I mean, the biggest help, believe it or not, is maybe the Reedy River Riot. Almost messed that up, but yeah, Reedy River Riot. Say that fast. They're awesome. So if you guys have any questions, if there's going to be a watch party, if there's going to be anything at all related to Greenville Triumph, they're the hookup. They're the plug.
It's actually really cool because the social media manager for Reedy River Riot is actually my coworker's brother. And I found that out recently. I knew he did stuff for the Triumph, but I didn't know that he was a social media manager. But no, so what the deal is that they are the they are like the main supporter group, and we've talked about this before in past podcasts, but like they're the main support group for the Greenville Triumph. And it's really cool because like the amount of passion and the amount of hardcore fans that they have that love that team, but like they're also like they're not just some supporter group that like they just love soccer and they support the team. Like, they are actually, like, they get info from the team. Like, I was talking to Jonathan, the social media manager, and he was like, no, like, we see, you know, the schedule, we see a lot of the stuff that other people don't, so we actually do have, like, some inside information. And so it just kind of shows that they're not some, like, you know, mm-hmm. you know,
no one.
Quote unquote, air quotes, like fan, you know, fan base. Like, they are actually, they're in the know. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that Reedy River and Greenville Triumph, like, they reply. They show that they're paying attention to your tweets. Like, Anderson.
Now, what are you trying to imply there? hold on. I think he was trying to shade. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first shade report.
I'm not throwing any shade here, and I'm not mentioning any names, but it's really cool when you actually have an organization that has around 2,000 followers, like the Greenville Triumph, who actually respond and show support within the community, and it means a lot to the soccer community, and it means a lot to the individuals of Greenville, because, you know, you hear people all the time, and I'm not taking away, and I'm not, you know, calling out anybody, but you hear people say all the time that, you know, celebrities, they say that their fans are, you know, their base, and they say that their fans are, you know, they love their fans to death, but, like, you know, I don't, you know, and I'm unaware of any that do, but I'm just saying, I don't know of any that go out of their way to communicate with fans all the time, and I understand that with as many fans as you have and as busy as you are as a celebrity, you know, it's really hard to do that, but, like, you know, obviously they don't have too much going on right now, you know, in terms of, like, there's actually a team and games and stuff.
Speaking of which,
Greenville Triumph actually just tweeted. But anyways, like, to know that they actually go out of their way and they reply to you and they actually care about what you have to say or that you have questions.
It's one of those things where they literally say, your input matters, tell us, because at the end of the day, we're new. We want to grow. And, you know, things could change if they blow up, obviously. But who cares? But it's what they're doing right now that matters. And it's for those fans that were there from the beginning that can testify to new fans, like, no, listen.
Like, they care. Yeah, they care. And actually, one of the things that I interviewed for this past week when I went and talked to her about doing the internship is, you know, they wanted me...
Are you trying to plug your internship?
No, I'm not. But, the one thing that they want is an intern who's going to go around and actually talk to the fans during the games and get fan input and actually hear from the fans about their experience. They also want their interns, it's not just the one intern, but several, they want them to go and create a project that helps get the Triumph involved in the community. Like, that's incredible. Like, to be... like, not technically already established and want to get involved in your community. And I actually heard someone say recently, the owner of the, Mr. Irwin, the owner of the Triumph, is actually a very big business mogul, if you will, in Greenville. And someone said, I quote, if there was a Mount Rushmore for Greenville, like, he would be on it. Like, apparently there's so much more that he has already done for this community, and then wanting this soccer team to be community-based is incredible. And that's why I cannot wait to see where this thing goes with this team. Because with the supporter group that they have, and apparently their soccer community is huge. And, you know, as this podcast develops further, there's a lot more that we want to do with it in terms of community. But I heard recently, like, there's this 15-year-old girl in Greenville.
Yeah.
And I didn't get her name. I just heard that she was 15 years old. And she's so passionate about soccer, she's trying to work with professionals. And when I say professionals, like coaches and stuff that know what they're doing, know how to teach soccer. She's working with coaches and professionals within the industry to help bring soccer to the less unfortunate, like people with money or maybe I'm misunderstanding this, but people with disabilities or people that don't have enough money for their kids to play club or travel soccer. There's a 15-year-old doing that. And like I look at 15, my sister's 15, and knowing that there is a 15-year-old out there who has the brains to be able to put on something like that is just absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. To know that there are people that are thinking of community and thinking of others. And then they care. And I mean, look at the age. Like, what? I can't even tell you what I was thinking about at 15. And so, I mean, there's just, it's incredible. And, you know, to know that she's not the only one out there thinking about stuff like that. It's extremely selfless and incredible to know that there is a 15-year-old girl out there who is thinking of others instead of herself, and that's awesome.
It just really shows you, you know, if you care about something, you're going to go with it, get everyone involved, and it's going to get done, you know? And
absolutely.
That girl's proven it, the Triumph has proven it, and obviously the community proved it, and that's how the Triumph obviously got in. So at the end of the day, I think that's what we all want. So Raphael, you know, welcome aboard, bub. It's been kind of long, awkwardly planned. A lot of cool things coming up in the following week. Stay tuned. We're going to have a good interview. We keep promising it, but it's just busy. Holidays suck. And just scheduling is just conflict and conflict. But we're going to throw it out there. We're going to get it. The recording kind of crashed halfway.
With the GoPro, the recording stopped halfway. I think it's something to do with pairing with my mobile.
Yeah, we're just going to scratch it for now until we get it down. We're going to practice today with it. We're going to see how long we can keep it all paired. Because obviously a GoPro isn't meant to only record a minute and a half.
Yeah, which is all it recorded of this episode. But no, I'm going to actually throw it out there now because we have the time, especially since I'm on break from school. But we're going to try to bring more regular recordings, not just, you know, once a week, but once we get steady and we plan time, because we're actually, like, we sit down now and we plan out our episodes, and because we want to bring this content to you people. There's more and more people watching this podcast every week, and we want to bring content to you guys, so we're going to be putting out more and more episodes per week. We are going to be putting up videos on YouTube, and we're going to be more active. And that's not just me saying that, like, that's a promise. That's something that we want to guarantee to you guys, that we're going to have content and we're going to show and showcase Greenville to everyone. And because that, it means a lot to us. And if we haven't demonstrated that already, and please tell us how we can do it.
We extremely support. We extremely appreciate the support. Yeah, five. All right, cool. The support means a lot. And we've had a few people ask how more can they support the podcast. So we finally got together. We started Patreon. What's Patreon? Pretty much it's where you can make a monthly contribution to us. It can literally be a dollar. We don't care, but it just pretty much
a cent.
I think it's a minimum of a dollar actually. But it really does show your support, obviously, so we can keep things maintained in case we need a new SD card or something. You know, obviously everything's out of our pocket, but it really does help us out, and your support means the world to us. It's www.com. Did I say www.com?
Yes.
www.com/... Oh, wow. All right, let's restart this.
www.com.
I said... We all said .com. Hold on. Just shake him in confidence saying www.com. It's www.patreon.com/GameDayGreenville. www.patreon.com/GameDayGreenville. Not www.com. Why were we saying you came in with confidence, too. That's what threw me off more.
Well, see, your confidence inspired my confidence. And
Which led to 15.
pats for Andy. But no. And not to be cliche and not to keep, you know, hashing on this, but seriously, the support and talk from everyone has literally meant the entire world to all of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why we created Patreon, because we actually believe in this thing. You know, we have goals, and we talked about these goals on the podcast, and we really, you know, I'm going to say it, like, we really want to be icons in Greenville. We want to be, you know, you look at different YouTube stars that, you know, where is this person from, or where is this person from, and, you know, when you think of LA, like, who do you think of, or whatever. But, like, our goal is to be icons in Greenville, and, you know, people that, you know, we want to make people laugh. We want to make people realize that we are legitimately three brothers that care about this city and care about its sports teams. And that's what we want to demonstrate to all of you, because we're not just saying it. Like, we want to show it, and we want to do it. And that's why we created a Patreon. That's why we created this podcast, because we have support from friends and family and now random people on the internet that love us. And the more you support us on Patreon and other places, we can continue to bring better quality content to all of you.
Yeah, so check it out. It's obviously, the website's new to us, so it's probably going to be cringier, weirder, not perfectly built out, but it kind of gives you an idea of what we have as goals, what each donation class kind of sets up. We're still figuring it all out. We were honestly extremely tired late at night when we made it. Like, we were dead exhausted. But check it out. It's www.patreon.com/GameDayGreenville. Again, it's www.patreon.com/GameDayGreenville.
You know, honestly, I don't think you should be the one saying it anymore if you're going to screw it up that much.
I don't understand why I can't. I'm not. Patreon. You're never.
It's used, Patreon.
Okay, who says www anymore? People just say patreon.com/GameDayGreenville. Patreon. www.patreon.com/GameDayGreenville.
If you guys want to stop listening after this episode, go ahead, but we're going to continue to record. We love all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
You know what? Just check out next week's episode. Pay attention. Check out the website. We're gonna redeem ourselves. www.patreon.com/GameDayGreenville. Check it out and make sure you tune in to next week.
Love you guys. Woo-woo!